Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Atop the Florida Ridge, at 20 feet above sea level, sits the imposing Hallstrom House. It sits far back from Old Dixie Highway, south of Vero Beach. The Swedish-born grower, banker, and philanthropist Axel Hallstrom built the two-story brick home for his daughter Ruth and himself in 1911. Now it's a museum operated by the Indian River County Historical Society.
This is Axel's room.
Marion Newbold, the Society's archivist, enjoys giving tours of the home, but her special interest is items that aren't part of the displays. Letters, bills, newspaper articles, diaries, passports, and deeds that the Hallstroms saved by the hundreds over the years. Axel Hallstrom lived in the house until shortly before his death in 1966. Ruth Hallstrom stayed on until she died in 2003. Both lived well into their 90s, and Newbold says they left a priceless historic record.
The depth of this archive is really quite extraordinary.
I presume that the letters that you found were not all stored in nice, neat filing cabinets.
When I walked in here, the room that I use for an office now was stacked floor to ceiling with boxes. Much of it upstairs also was really trails through stacks and stacks of boxes.
You were probably the first person to go through some of that stuff in 50 years.
Well, I've had a great deal of help. And we've found wonderful things in trunks and dresser drawers and stuffed in coat pockets. In day books, it was just amazing the amount of just loose material that came out of his day books.
You mean he kept a daily journal of everything he did, pretty much? Everything he sold, every place he went?
Absolutely. It really is an observational, almost scientific type of diary. Very seldom does he, or Ruth for that matter, step out and show some emotional way of looking at things. One of the things in reading Ruth's diaries is when she tells about staying out all night to go dancing, and her remark in her diary is, "Boy, did I get it when I came home."
A huge obstacle that you've overcome was the fact that so many of the letters were written in Swedish, and they were written in something you were telling me about, Old Swedish.
I have a cadre of translators.
Did Ruth Hallstrom and her father converse in Swedish? Any clues about that here?
What I'm finding is that when they had anything really important to say, they said it in Swedish, and then just normal conversation was in English. But Ruth was fluent in five languages.
Ruth Hallstrom was born in Minnesota, but came to the area when she was an infant.
She referred to herself as a cracker. Who but a cracker could have a pot-bellied pig that she referred to as Piggy Sue?
And her father, who was really a Swedish Renaissance man, you were telling me he always had a simple term for himself.
He didn't say, "I'm president of the bank, I am a knight of the Vasa, I am a president of the Producers Association." He always said, "I'm a gardener."
Sunday afternoon at 2, the Historical Society plans to launch a campaign to raise funds to build a pavilion outside the home for parties, meetings, and receptions. Hildy Tripson is president.
The house is really a museum at this point. We need a space for people to be able to enjoy the property outside of the home. Ruth left her home and 5 acres, and she left an endowment. She left it to the community. We've come to that point now where we would like the community to help us build the building.
The Hallstrom House was badly damaged by the hurricanes of 2004, but it's been beautifully restored through the leadership of county historian Ruth Stanbridge. It's open to the public Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 until 4 p.m. For details about Sunday's event, call 772-562-6790. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.